Plaid in 9 and 10, we issued an RFP and hired the Bronner Group to really assist us to help think through and enhance our efforts in math via participation. It was a three-phase effort, first taking a look at our current efforts, and they reported on that to us at the March meeting. And then secondly, we asked them to make a series of recommendations to improve our Math B program. And then our third phase after this will be to help us develop an implementation plan. So at this point, it's my pleasure to introduce Gila Bronner, who is the president and CEO of the Bronner Group, who will take you through her recommendations.
Good morning. I'm delighted to be here this morning with my colleague Ashley Piper, who has been serving as the project director for our work on behalf of the university. As you may recall, we reported in March on phase one of our efforts to assess, evaluate, and enhance the MAFB and overall supplier diversity program of the university. Since that time, we have been actively engaged in our phase two efforts that included a number of benchmarking, peer review analyses, an extensive database review and evaluation process in which we actually developed a database of eligible diverse suppliers for the university that we will talk about. Today, what I'd like to do is to address three areas. One, the key takeaways from our phase two assessment, followed by talking about specifically the next steps that we've recommended for the university to consider relative to its overall supplier diversity program, and then to obviously allow for Q&A. The five areas that we focused on and that actually correlate really to the five key component areas of the MAFB and supplier diversity program relate to governance, which talks about the overall procurement climate, from a legislative and regulatory perspective. Policy, where we actually looked at internal policies relating to the MAFB program, administration of the MAFB program, and the supplier diversity initiatives of the university. Structure, where we looked at organizational and operating framework of the MAFB and supplier diversity program. Outreach relates to those activities really in terms of proactive outreach to engage diverse businesses in actually competing for contracts at the university. And sourcing is a very interesting area, which actually talks about helping to provide support to develop diverse businesses so that they will actually be able to participate and to pursue contracts at the university. So if I may then, with respect to governance, and governance is an interesting area, because here we recognize that we have a strict procurement code within the state of Illinois, and there are those some opportunities, we believe, perhaps for some both legislative and regulatory relief associated with some of the provisions of that procurement code to enable the university to achieve its goals relative to supplier diversity. Specifically, we have, and I might just add that some of you might be aware that Senate Bill 1270 passed, which actually was targeted at set-asides and procurement opportunities for service-disabled, veteran-owned businesses and just veteran-owned businesses. So actually, I think there's a recognition already on the part of the General Assembly and certainly in the Governor's Office at looking at how we define the terms of what's participating, who are the eligible businesses to participate from a MAFB perspective, and also broader commitments on the part of the state from a procurement perspective to broadening the base and the pool of those businesses from an overall supplier diversity perspective. There are two opportunities that we believe exist. One deals with scoring considerations, and there are states such as Pennsylvania and Minnesota now. This isn't set-asides, but these are actually just giving some additional benefits. I routinely, as a woman-owned business, see in RFPs, because I look for them, opportunities across the nation and in Illinois, in Chicago, Cook County, where you might gain a few additional points if you're either a Chicago-based business or a woman-owned business, a small business, as part of a scoring consideration. Minnesota went a step farther and said that they were actually going to attach a percent value from a pricing perspective. There it was 6%. So they would actually give a benefit if it was a $100,000 project and somebody proposed $100,000. If they were a diverse business, they would actually, their price would be viewed as only $94,000 or whatever the case may be. So they would actually be given, and pricing is usually assigned a particular point value in any sort of objective RFP and proposal review process by government. So these are a couple of the initiatives as part of our analysis and benchmarking of best practices that were out there. We've compiled a listing of the other states and what some of the initiatives are that are already in place. Mm-hmm. Obviously, all of these would require council's review before any action would be recommended or taken, but we have been able to at least identify some of those opportunities. In terms of policy, there we're actually looking at a few opportunities. We believe that the scope and the commitment on the part of the university to its supplier diversity program is very high and great. But yet, we still talk about the MAFB program. And the MAFB program is a generic term that is used across state government. It is a term that, frankly, has a lot of stigma attached to it, both by those that participate in it and those that administer these programs across state government agencies. So we think the time has really come for the university to consider rebranding, refocusing, and how it's communicating its strong commitment to both the MAFB and overall supplier diversity. And that would include even perhaps considering your own logo and your own branding of this particular initiative and program from an enterprise-wide perspective, which we arrived at. This is just one option, but a UIlinois supplier diversity sort of stamp that would then find its way onto all of the communications associated, all of the outreach activities associated with both MAFB and overall supplier diversity. There's an opportunity. We have begun, and I might just add for those of you that might not be familiar, we began our project approximately a year or so ago. And really during that time, there have been, I think, some great moves forward and steps taken on the part of the university across the board in terms of trying to really get the word out, more outreach. Heather reported on some of the outreach conferences and activities that had taken place. But we think that what we've observed during the course of our project is that there was not an enterprise-wide necessarily consistency across all of the campuses in terms of the level at which outreach was taking place, for example. So we think there's an opportunity right now for board-level adoption of actually a mission and vision statement. There are a few of those that I know are being circulated and reviewed by management at this time. And then more importantly, really to establish an accountability framework so that we actually can develop performance measures beyond those that we're just reporting on from a statistical perspective, but actually real performance measures associated with the program. And I know we talked about that a little bit during the audit committee last week, and I'd be happy, and we can talk about that as well at the end. In terms of structure, right now, and I recognize this is a sensitive subject given budgetary considerations and constraints, we believe right now there are two full-time employees, three more positions that have been budgeted to support the MAFB and Supplier Diversity Program. And as a result of our phase two work, we have recommended 2.5 additional positions. And how that shakes out is really we believe that it is necessary to have some, from an outreach and support perspective, some individuals that are assigned to particular campuses, as well as unifying all of that under a central reporting and governance structure for the overall program. There's a need as well to invest in technology. In fact, one of the positions, which might be a redeployment of existing resources, but that one of those positions, the halftime position, is actually to support technology efforts. We also spoke last week at the audit committee about the necessity to really be able to better track the specific subcontractor groups that are receiving contracts and then to be able to then I would say align that ultimately with the performance measurement and reporting and accountability